With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Israeli government has approved President Trump's plan for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release.
Early Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet approved what his office called the outline of a deal.
The central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead.
An Israeli official says the agreement calls for a ceasefire to begin immediately and the Israeli military to pull back its forces to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. President Trump says the hostages should be freed Monday or Tuesday.
For the second time in 6 months, the president is going in for his routine yearly checkup at Walter Reed Medical Center.
I'm meeting with the troops, and I'm also going to do a sort of semi-annual physical, which I do. And I think I'm in great shape. But
House Speaker Mike Johnson says real Americans are being hit hard by what he calls the Schumer shutdown, which continues today.
You've got millions of American families who will now have to figure out how to make their mortgage, how to cover their rent, pay the car note, keep food on the table, because Democrats, Chuck Schumer, and his colleagues in the Senate are here playing games.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted on bank fraud charges by a federal grand jury in Virginia.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system.
Critics say James began the law affair when, as New York's attorney general, she sued Trump and his administration dozens of times, even sought to ruin his business empire in a case accusing him of inflating the value of his real estate. She won a judgment against Mr. Trump of $500 million, prompting the president to declare
Letitia James a total crook.
And that financial judgment, but not the conviction, was later overturned. James now accused of lying on a mortgage application. This is SRN News. A lot of churches in the United Kingdom may be closing their doors.
As Christianity continues to decline in the country, pastors in about 1 in 20 houses of worship say they expect their congregation to dwindle to nothing in the next 5 years. The study, which comes from the National Churches Trust, reveals that another 25% of pastors have some doubts about whether their church will still be open in 2030. Houses of worship in rural and poor areas appear to be the most vulnerable to shutting their doors. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law aimed at combating anti-Semitism in schools. The new measure establishes an Office of Civil Rights with a governor-appointed coordinator who will develop and provide training to help school employees identify and prevent anti-Semitism. The coordinator has to consult with the State Board of Education to make recommendations to the legislature on policies to address the anti-Jewish discrimination. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Delta Airlines reports strong profit and revenue growth over the busy summer travel season, and the carrier says it expects that momentum to carry right through the end of the year. Domestic air travel was under the most stress throughout the year. Delta says that sector did recover. Federal regulators have opened another investigation into Tesla's so-called full self-driving technology after dozens of incidents in which the electric vehicle maker's cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road, sometimes crashing into other vehicles. China has outlined new curbs on exports of rare earths and related technologies, extending controls over the use of the elements critical for many high-tech products and military applications. Foreign companies must get approval to export items containing even small traces of rare earths. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.